Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Defense Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DEFN, and on the OTCQB under the symbol DFMTF. Shad and I are chatting with the CEO, Craig Taylor. Now, Craig, it's been a little while since I last had you on the show, and from my understanding, the real focus from Defense Metals right now is in the rare earth sector at your Wichita project, just outside of Prince George, BC. This project already has a resource that last was updated, I believe, 2020, and now the company is moving through a PEA to further de-risk this project. Let's start off by just catching everybody up on the status of the current asset. Please take us through what the resource is from that 2020 report, please.
Okay, so our current resource, it's a light rare earth deposit comprised of neodymium and praseodymium, which are the two key elements in producing lightweight, high-strength magnets, which are used in every electric vehicle, wind turbine, fighter jets, your day-to-day appliances, cell phones, computers, et cetera. So they're really in demand. Now, our deposit is, as you mentioned, 70 kilometers north of Prince George, BC. It's road accessible. We have water, electricity, railhead close by. So the infrastructure is very good. And our current deposit is about 19 million tons at 3% LREO, which are world-class numbers. That's going to give us a mine life of approximately 17 to 20 years. Which seems to be optimal. And we're working on a PEA right now to prove up those numbers.
Well, Craig, as you are proving up those numbers, it looks like on the PEA, it looks like you're also doing quite a bit of drilling still. Is that drilling to expand the resources, or is that more to do some infill drilling to move categories? What are you looking to do with the current drill program?
Yeah, that's strictly infill right now. That's our intention. I think we will increase the tonnage as a consequence, but we're looking to up our categories in anticipation of doing a pre-feasibility study in the first quarter of 2022, first half of 2022, I should say, because this drill program will increase our resource. We'll have to do the assays, get that work done. That'll probably be Q1 2022, and then work towards pre-feasibility.
Okay, so continuing to de-risk this project. Craig, what's it going to take in your eyes to get, say, a partner into this project or someone else that could help you guys develop this? Or on the other side of it, are you guys looking at maybe building this all on your own?
Well, it's an open book on that question. I think we need to prove up the numbers to get the real interest, and that's what we've been working towards over the last 3 years, is continuously de-risking and ticking the boxes to make it attractive for a suitor, whether that be to take us over or a financial partner. But, you know, the numbers are very compelling. The space is obviously red hot. I mean, the demand for this is going to continue over the next decade. And there's not a lot of rare earth mines out there or deposits in North America to draw from. So I think we're in a really good spot.
Well, another question that comes to mind, Craig, is when people start ramping up towards economic studies, especially in more of the niche metals and specialty metals like the rare earths, do you have any discussions going on about potential offtake agreements for your concentrates?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe we press released a couple press releases. We've got an MOU signed with Sinosteel, who's one of the leading developers of processing plants in the world. They recently developed a plant for Northern Minerals in Australia, and they're producing a rare earth carbonate. We're in talks with two large firms out of Europe, two in North America, and an additional three in Asia, as far as offtake agreements go. They see the value of this deposit, and they see we've done the work and where we're going. So they're pretty enthusiastic, and they're waiting for this PEA to come out to have more discussions.
So, Craig, are there any other projects or companies that people who might not be as familiar with the rare earth sector that they could look at in terms of seeing what's possible here with Defense Metals as you do move through the de-risking and, who knows, eventually construction of the project?
Well, yeah, Mountain Pass is the only real producer of any consequence in North America right now. We've got a very similar deposit as far as size and grade to them. And they're working on building a processing facility right now. They're due to be finished next year. But they've been in production for, 25 years or more. And currently they're sending their concentrate to China for processing to turn into oxide. So they're hoping to go through that process and do that themselves, but that would be a good comparison. Appia in Canada has recently come up with some good numbers, but they're more on the heavy rare earth side. So it's difficult to compare.
So what does this look like to move into, say, building a processing plant? Approximate cost that you can look at? I just want to get an understanding of what the runway is for the company here to actually start construction. How much money needs to be raised? What processes do you need to go through?
Okay, we'll have to finish our PEA and then our pre-feas, and it depends what extent we're going to do the processing. If we have a concentrator and we're just turning into a concentrate, we're looking at somewhere between $100 and $200 million, I would guess. If we're moving into a carbonate, it would be more than that. And then oxide, I think Mountain Pass's forecast is about $800 million. I doubt we would be going the Mountain Pass route because there are processing options available to us in North America. Energy Fuels is now processing. Mountain Pass could be a partner. Linus is building a plant down in Texas. They could be a partner. And then the Chinese have all sorts of processors there that we could sell our carbonate to. So again, it's going to be $100 million plus.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely keep our eyes as things continue to develop towards the PEA. Just another news release that we should probably touch on, though, Craig, is that you also announced that you've reevaluated your Athabasca Basin uranium projects just last week. What is the plan there? Because I know they're non-core for the company, but they could be another value driver. What is the plan with the uranium projects?
Yeah, I think we'd look to do a JV with someone there. I don't think we're going to develop them ourselves. And it's, you know, we put that out there. And we've had some response from people that are interested that are already in the uranium business. So stay tuned. We'll hopefully generate a little bit of equity through that process.
So then, Craig, how much money does the company have in the bank to continue to move through the PEA and then even, well, look ahead to that pre-feas?
We've got about $3.5 million currently, and that's going to be more than enough to complete our PEA, complete our drilling, complete our updated resource, and then move into the second half of next year.
All right. Well, Craig, can you just wrap us up then? Just a general summary of what investors should be watching for coming out of the company in terms of catalysts here. What could really drive the stock as investors watch you guys progress?
Well, I think obviously the PEA is going to be a big driver. Increase in our resource is going to be big as well. Offtake agreements, as you touched on, are going to be big moving forward. And everyone's waiting to see how that's going to look. And then, you know, shipments to these various partners as well for approval. So I think we've got a lot of news coming for the rest of the year. More than any other company I know of right now. So stay tuned.
All right, Craig, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Craig to address those. Thanks again for the update, Craig. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, guys.